In the city of Gao, repeated bomber attacks, renewed ground combat, and the discovery of a massive 600-kilogram bomb are jeopardizing Paris's hope for a quick retreat from Mali. As many had predicted, France's claim of routing the local fighters appears to have been premature.
A new war is starting to take root. The first phase was dominated by France's air force, but this is now a guerrilla war with attacks that can come from any direction. The main goal of the fighters is to make French troops withdraw.
While the Malian and French forces continue to withhold regular updates, the civilian death toll continues to rise, as does the trauma to local residents.
I don't think this kind of thing can go on for long after what we saw yesterday. But the town is living in insecurity and everyone is staying at home.
We are very afraid. We are afraid of ambushes and the return of the rebels.
Just as worrying are continued reports of extrajudicial killings and arrests against ethnic Arabs and Tuaregs. The main Tuareg group, the MLNA, has apprehended top al-Qaeda-affiliated insurgents and continues to fight for autonomy. But many doubt a diplomatic solution will arrive quickly.
Resolving the Tuareg issue is not possible within a few days. The Tuareg deserve a homeland, but they are divided.
As the Mali intervention is costing France 70 million euros a day, they are pushing the UN to take over military operations by next month. But a coalition of African forces is already struggling to control the powder keg that was exploded by French air raids. Continued guerrilla attacks could force France to stay in Mali longer to try and establish some security. Many wonder if a long-term presence in their former colony is what France has wanted all along. Ramin Mazahiri, Press TV, Paris.